first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
That was the sound of the football podcast being very happy because we turned up to record about 10 minutes ago. We started recording. Well, we didn't start recording. No. It just wouldn't happen, would it? I've had to delete Angry Birds from my iPhone because we didn't have enough room to record.
To be fair, though, there's nothing better than starting Angry Birds from the beginning again after you complete it.
I don't know. Sex?
Sex with an angry bird.
Football pub.
Sex with an angry bird.
And that's now the title of the show. Well done, Sean. Football podcast number 75. That's probably like a landmark in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a diamond. Is that diamond jubilee?
We hit one every week. It doesn't even matter. 1975, Derby won the first division for the second time in four seasons. In 1975, and the teams that got relegated: Chelsea, Tottenham, and Carlisle. There you go.
Interesting.
There you go. We've got myself, Jim Staples here. We've got Jerome Mundell.
Hello.
Sean Miller.
Hi.
And Mr. Daniel Silva. Michael Coxon is still away. Stuart Hall is taking his girlfriend to Paris.
Isn't that nice?
To get engaged, isn't it?
Not to get engaged, but we'll go with that. We'll run with that. To get engaged.
I was going to ask him. It's really annoying he's not here, because I was going to ask him. Surely he's got a name. His firstborn, either Adele or Tarat.
Possibly. What, after one win?
Well, it's good enough, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
He's going with Jerry, we all know this. Boy or girl.
Jerry Francis. Yeah, you're right. Okay, right, Dan, we'll kick off for you. Performance of the last show.
Right.
Team or player, who are you going for? Best performance since we did the last show, which is a week ago.
It's a toughie, I think. It is a toughie, because I would go with, for me, it's QPR against Arsenal, isn't it? I mean, absolutely blinding result for the Spurs. Absolutely brilliant result. But to be honest, I think there was a dimension, a couple of others.
QPR have still got Spurs to play at the Loftus Road as well.
The Loftus Road.
I'm not that worried.
Really?
No.
I don't think Arsenal fans were that worried when they pitched up.
Yeah, but... No, I'm not worried.
All right, so you're going for QPR?
QPR, but I think I definitely give an honourable mention to Nottingham Forest as well.
Yeah, right.
Sean Miller, resident Palace fan.
Just can't remember.
What was it?
Don't know.
Was it away from home as well?
No.
It was away from home.
It was 3-0, wasn't it?
3-0, yeah.
Oh, dear. Patrick,
I can't even remember the guy's name.
Polish guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then you've also got to look at Wigan and Bolton as well.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. It's I mean, Blackburn are in a bit of trouble, but I mean, Wolves 2-0 up. 2-0 up. Was it 2-0 up at half time?
They were already 1-0 up, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was 1-0 up. Jarvis scored right at the end to make it 3-2. On that front, you're bang right with those results down the bottom. I was at the QPR game with Stu. QPR fans were on a massive high. Throwing coins around and all sorts, and
was it celebrating. Was it Stu Hall?
It wasn't, but
was it Stu Hall?
It came from a guy sitting just behind me.
Was
and
it
I don't know which one it was, but it was one of them. I basically felt the coin go past me. For anyone who doesn't know, the QPR game got stopped for about 2 or 3 minutes because the linesman got hit with a coin.
I think he was aiming for Van Persie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The linesman had given a few weird decisions, so they could have been aiming for him. But
I mean, it was a bloody good shot then, if it was for Lino. Chances are it was probably at Van Persie, and he just missed it.
And it wasn't Stuart Hall. I will clarify that. But anyway, so full-time...
For legal purposes, it was not Stuart Hall.
QPR fans are obviously going mental. It's their best win of the season, other than the Chelsea League game. And then the scores came up on the scoreboard of the other games.
Yeah,
and they were all awful for one.
Exactly. Talk about taking wind out of ourselves.
Yeah. The only good one, in a way, is Wolves-Bolton, because Wolves are now right down there. But they wanted a draw from that.
Yeah, exactly.
They needed a draw from that. Wigan getting another win, as you say. And Villa... They're about the only team down there.
No, there's going to be at least three or four of them that need to go like on a superb run to actually get us drawn.
Well, you say superb run. If you're not going to win any games, they ain't going to need that
many
points. We're
going to pick up a couple of points here.
Yeah. Only if you promote a few of your reserve players.
You've got Spurs soon, haven't you?
Yeah. So?
There you go.
It means nothing. We'll be fine, I hope.
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
Well, me and Jerome are going to go for the same
guy. Hang on, sorry, you named about three or four and you're going for QPR.
It's got me, yeah.
All right, QPR.
Me and Jerome are going to go for the same guy, but I'm going to let him mention this better because he's got more information, apparently, than I
Andy
do.
Carroll?
Yeah.
Both going for Andy Carroll.
Same game. But yeah, I'll go with Forest as well. They were pretty bloody good. And absolutely.
They've called themselves out.
They really have.
It was a slow start for him when
terrible
he went
start
there.
Under McLaren, and then under Cottrell as well.
Yeah.
I was just mention that though. Lee Championship as well. Sorry, just a couple others. Blackpool beating Southampton 3-0.
Yeah.
Massive result.
Yeah.
And Hull beating Coventry beating 2-0. But keep beating Hull 2-0 away from home as well.
Biggest result has to be.
Hang on, Danny, you're just going to name every result and comment on it.
No, I'm naming.
You've said QPR for yourself. You've named Sean's result and you've already named my result. You're an idiot.
What was yours?
I'm going for a player actually.
Okay.
Pape Cissé for Newcastle.
All right.
Scoring two goals in the weekend against Liverpool.
The header was a good goal.
Header was great. The other one was really well taken as well, to be fair. It's a nice little
composure.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's scored seven goals in seven games for Newcastle. Astonishing.
Fantastic.
They always say that number nine shirt at Newcastle.
Yeah.
And he looks a bit like Shearer as well, doesn't he?
It's nice.
And he's scoring the goals to back it up.
Torres has only scored three in the whole season, so just to compare.
It's not really fair, is it?
It is fair. It's bloody well fair. Yeah.
Torres got man of the match at the Villa. Torres scores against Villa and he's mugging him off for absolutely no reason.
I told you, if someone needs to score, if they're in a drought, get them to play Villa and they will score. I told
it
you
is
about
true.
4 weeks
it is
all players, players, on, players on a debut that. As well.
Yeah, debut or in a drought, play Villa and you score.
And who's your next game?
No, I'm not interested. Reserve game.
All right, we'll move on to the reserves in a minute. Did you watch the game then?
What the
Liverpool Newcastle?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Newcastle Liverpool. They are so bad, aren't they?
Oh, Liverpool was really bad. Shockingly bad.
What was Andy Carroll thinking going down?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Okay, but do you think that was a obviously it wasn't a trip? Do you think he just lost his balance?
No, he went for that.
No,
it was just.
I want to come to this a bit later, but it's one of the things I really hate about football and football players.
I was talking about it with my hairdresser last night.
What?
Yeah, have you heard that?
Yeah, I did think that.
Thank you.
No. Your hairdresser. Do you mean your barber?
What?
How much do you cost? 50 quid, highlights, a lot?
Mate, look at it. Cost me £7 and I gave him £8. And he was a Liverpool fan and he was defending Andy Carroll.
Oh,
and I was like, I think he fell. No, he didn't fall.
No, he didn't fall.
And then he came off and swore at the club legend that hasn't got a clue about management.
Yeah.
But he's still a club legend.
He also put his face right in the referee's face, didn't he, after game.
No one wants that face near him.
Exactly.
It's strange because he seems like such a nice fellow.
Yeah, he really does.
I've heard off the pitch, he's a lovely fellow.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Nolan's wife said. Yeah. As he was, the guy was sort of defending him. I was like, all right, so what about when he got taken off and saw him? And he went, well, it was in his hometown club and all his friends were there. Yes, and he played rubbish. So why is he going to blame the manager for hooking him off?
That's blind, isn't
anyway,
it?
Anyway, so you're going for Andy Carroll, right? Cissé.
What's yours, Jim?
Mine is Coventry winning at Hull. Thanks, Dan.
That's all right, mate.
2-0.
You've never nicked stuff off my sheet before.
They were right down the bottom of the league and adrift. And then Portsmouth got their reduction and went below them. And they're now 1 point outside the relegation zone. They've given themselves a real chance. And they've basically got a nightclub bouncer in charge as well.
Andy Thorne.
Yeah. And if you haven't seen him, just listen to one of his press conferences.
Belt handsome young centre back for Crystal Palace.
He looks like you after a really heavy session.
He's a session got to be for me to turn
about
into
six
Andy
stone
Thorne.
Heavy, but yeah, he looks. But yeah, Coventry absolutely flying. Cody McDonald scored a goal as well.
Yeah.
He got an own goal the other week against Cardiff, and he got dropped. And he's come back into the team. I think it was an own goal and a first goal, and then Cody Mack finished it off as well.
You guys last
scored
season.
About 80 goals for us.
Yeah.
He scored about 25 goals on loan in League Two, and he made the step to the Championship, and obviously it really worked out. But scored a goal there. So right, quick update on obviously the Petrov stuff all happened. So our respects to him and what he's going to go through. You mentioned something quite interesting that. He only found out because
obviously everyone was really worried about Mwamba, and he had a scan himself, and he found out from the scan from the Mwamba situation. So sort of a bit lucky, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah.
Let's hope.
You need a bit of luck, though, don't you? That sort of thing.
It sounds like they've called it early, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what they've said. So he's got half a chance. And the leukemia, the recovery rate
is very high. It's very high compared to how it was a few years ago. But again, it's lovely. It's the messages of support from across the world.
Everyone.
Again. It's another lovely thing coming of a tragedy.
Yeah.
Like it's a real tragedy.
To be these sorts of things that people realise that footballers and the football world is a good. It can be a really good place.
Yeah. Yeah, it puts things into perspective. Yeah.
So I like the fact his name's Stan as well. He's rocked up to Celtic. Hello, what's your name? Leon Pitchock. We'll call you Stan. That'll do for us.
I love the picture of Mwamba. Sat up in bed.
I didn't see that. I gave Sean the task of finding out the latest Mwamba situation, because that's about the last official.
That is the last bit of information. It's a lovely picture.
He's got a bit of weight on him because of the medication, steroids, I suppose. But yeah, he's looking good.
Roiding up. You'll come back with roids rage. So still no word on a recovery period or anything like that, or whether he's going to play again.
It's just good news.
His recovery so far, I think, has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And Bolton did the business for him as well.
Definitely.
Fair play to them on that. Right, Dan, your view on this. The back page headline on the, I think it was the Sun on Sunday, was Bale, Harry must go.
Yeah, do you know what? When I saw that, I didn't have a clue what you were talking about.
Did you look into it?
Of course, I looked into it.
So, what's your thoughts on it? Basically, Bale was saying that Harry Redknapp should answer the England call if it comes, when it comes. We still don't know if it's going to come. And to be fair as well, remember last week, fellas, I brought up the point, and we all agreed that the England manager's job had just been neglected.
Swept under the carpet.
The next day, we came into work, and the back page of our paper, the Mirror. And the back page of a lot of them was again about
Venables get it sorted. Right.
Venables came out and said, yes, we have to get it sorted. And Pierce basically said that he's prepping for the Euros.
It's because they're all massive fans of the podcast. They were listening in and
big
thought,
time.
You know,
yeah. Terry Venables and Gary Neff, they love a bit of it. They sit together and listen to it.
Yeah.
Right, so he's come out and said that he should go if he gets the call. What's your thoughts on what Bale said? And my opinion would be Bale just has to, he's not even English, just keep out of it.
Yeah. I mean,
and it was part of a wider interview, and it's probably taken out of context. Blah blah blah.
Which 9 times out of 10, it seems a lot of at the mark, especially with Bale, when he got accused of diving, and he said, you know, he just needs to be a bit clever when people come in for challenges, and he's just trying to get out of the way because he knows they try to hack him down.
Yeah.
Trying to be a bit clever, as in get out of the way, because you don't want someone lopping your ankles off.
Exactly.
Anyway,
he's
and this is
common sense.
Yeah. And this is the same sort of thing, I think, is that he's basically giving Harry his blessing, in the sense that I don't think he's saying to Harry, go get the job.
It's a big opportunity.
If it's something that he's always wanted to do, and that it's something that, you know, that it's, for him is the greatest job around, he's got to go for it.
I think that's what it is.
He's not saying, yeah, go on, Harry, I want you to take the job. He's saying, if he does do it, we need to bring in a manager that's as good as it, Harry Redknapp, if not better.
There's no one better than that.
No, you're right, there is no one better. But
never.
But no, I just think he's saying that in a way you've got to follow your heart.
Yeah, fair enough. But so you're happy that he's come out and said that? And
well, it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't make a difference what Gareth Bale says, does it?
No.
Really?
No.
He's just giving an opinion.
I
think you fancied more of a bite there for me, didn't you?
No, it wasn't bite. I just wanted your opinion on it. I didn't have an opinion on Gareth Bale either way, to be honest. As a footballer, I like him, and if he was my player, I'd like him. But as a person, I didn't really know anything about him. Heard a story the other day.
Oh, are you going to tell me what we were talking about?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
We were out the other day with someone who knows him. And basically after the... Was it Inter Milan he played?
He scored the hat-trick. Yeah.
He scored a hat-trick. So they were 4-0 down at half-time and Bale come back and scored the hat-trick.
Yeah.
The next day, he took the match ball that he got for the hat-trick down to his mate's house in Wales, knocked on his door, and he had a kick-about of a load of his old schoolmates and mates from Wales in the street in Wales.
What a lad.
That is awesome.
We also know some other things that we can't say about Gareth.
No, we'll keep the rest of that quiet. But that's a really nice
that's
story.
A nice story.
Yeah.
But that's all. But yeah, well, I don't know if you anyone bothered and watched the Spurs Swansea game for the weekend.
No.
He was absolutely unplayable.
It was too sunny, Dan. It was far too sunny.
It was getting a bit chilly at that point. It was absolutely unplayable. unplayable. Back to his best.
He is coming to be. Because
he stayed on the left hand side, which is what I've been saying for the last guy's hour. He actually stayed on the left wing.
Oh, you're a tactical genius, Dan. I don't know how you do it sometimes.
England job.
It's genius.
Exactly.
It's genius.
Redknapp does go.
Right, moving down the league slightly. League One.
Yes.
Preston North Ends.
Oh dear.
Graham Wesley went there from Stevenage. Not a nice human being, to be honest. And he's put these players. Play for him though, to be fair. So at Stevenage he ruled with an iron fist. He didn't play attractive football, but they played for the manager. He went to Preston and I actually thought, right, he'll get them out of trouble and he'll get him up that league. Hasn't gone great for him. He hasn't won many games. And then this weekend he announced his team on Thursday night, Friday morning, and he alleged that four of his players went and told the Sheffield Wednesday team who would be starting, so who would be in their starting lineup.
He was backed up by his chairman, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, they've launched an investigation, but they've now said the investigation's over, and I haven't seen that they've disciplined anyone or anything like that. But it's just a very strange one.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And why?
How much of a competitive advantage does it give Sheffield Wednesday anyway?
Yeah.
You can look down a team line and you can basically know from who's been playing in recent
and who's fit and who's not.
Exactly.
So you could look at BBC News. You could look at BBC News and pretty much guess.
The provisional squad is, well, if that's the provisional squad, I reckon he's playing him. And, right,
and right. Especially down there where the squads aren't as big. If you're looking, all right, Fergie could throw a few players in the mix that you'd be like, all right, didn't know he was going to play. But it's a very strange one.
Yeah.
So you've got, it's a bit of a mutiny. You've got to think that they don't like him too much. Yeah. Or
I remember a couple of years back, Sean Derry did that when he was playing for Leeds, or allegedly, I'm not sure if it was ever proven.
He told the Palace.
He told, I can't remember who he told, but he leaked the squad to someone, the Leeds lineup, and he's got completely ostracised. I think he was their captain at the time. He just got made.
Sean Derry's a fantastic human being.
Yeah.
Ostracised might be too big a word for this podcast.
Got left out, sorry.
Frozen out.
Yeah.
Let's talk football terms.
Yeah.
Had to train with the reserves.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting one. I thought it was worth mentioning.
I thought, just touching on League One, after what we were talking about last week,
Huddersfield last night.
Huddersfield and MK Dons both slip up at the weekend.
But Huddersfield won last night, so they're back on the
But they still a bit. Big slip up at the weekend.
Yeah, beat Leighton Orient. I'm glad MK Dons slipped up. I don't like them at all.
But
who do they lose home to? MK Dons lost at home to.
I just saw they lost.
That's going to annoy me. I will come back to that.
But it's opened up a little bit of gap between the Sheffield clubs and Charlton at the top there. It's only 3 points between third and fourth, but it's opened up a little gap. So I think that's going to heart that League One race.
Whoever MK Dons lost at home to, it was a bit of a grudge match because when they played him earlier on in the season, Carl Robinson, the MK Dons manager, completely mugged off the opposition team.
So you can remember that fact about it, but you can't remember which team it was.
Yeah, annoyingly, and that is what is going to annoy me. So Carl Robinson basically wrote the team talk for the opposition because he completely mugged them off when they played away, so they went there and got a 2-0 win.
Right.
I think it was 2-0. But I'll find out and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Until then, Jerome. Aston Villa reserves update, please.
The update is that we are champions.
Well done.
Even though we lost,
you lost 4-1.
We lost the last two games against the Northwest, against Man United and Liverpool, but we are 5 points clear.
All the hard work was done, wasn't it?
He's printed the reserves.
He's got the league table.
We're 5 points clear, and we've got a game in hand.
Is there only 8 teams in it?
It doesn't make it's a little bit less impressive now, isn't it?
Well, it's only, obviously we don't travel far that far. Well, it's a bit weird.
Why are Swansea in the same league as all of those things?
Why is Norwich?
Swansea to Norwich?
Yeah.
That's not an easy reserve journey, is it?
No. Why is there only 8 teams in it?
They're quite small. Reserve leagues.
Well, yeah. 21 games, and we've got 2 games left, and Arsenal have already got 1 game left.
Well, then who do the Spurs reserves play?
I don't care. I know
very, very true. Yeah.
I know you don't care, but what about the Man City?
I don't know.
Reserves.
We're not in that league. I think we're a tier above.
Probably below.
We're champions.
Let's move on. We're going to look at the championship, fellas.
Yeah. It's another result that could have been a contender for.
No one mentioned Reading.
I was going to, but I realised we were going to.
We were going to talk about it now.
Do you think that was really a result of the week? I don't think it was.
Well, West Ham have been terrible at home.
In terms of the way Reading are flying, well, West Ham drew 5 games in a row, so they've now not won at home in 6 games.
Yeah.
They've drawn 5 and lost 1. But that's going to be something to do with the fans.
Still love their manager, don't they? Oh, Big Sam.
Yeah, the West Ham fans are getting right behind him. Yeah. They were winning at Peterborough 2-0 and singing West Ham, we play on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Moved house at the weekend. Not that interesting. What is interesting, a geezer who hired a man with a van, who's a mate of a mate, big West Ham fan, chatting about it on the way up. And he said that he'd been to the last couple of games. He said the atmosphere at West Ham was appalling. He went, even when 1-0 up, I've never known all the time I've been going to West Ham the atmosphere at Upton Park to be as bad as it is.
Really?
Especially when I go a goal down. Or a couple of goals down, it turns
a bit nasty, doesn't
it's
it?
It's awful. He said
is that
he
all down to Sam Allardyce, or
they don't like
they
him.
Don't they like, really they never won like him. Did they in the first place?
He was at the pub when we were recording the show last week.
He was actually. Yeah, we were sitting outside, and Sam Allardyce was in Henry Allardyce.
Yeah, we didn't notice him at the
when?
Time. But last week,
Wednesday,
yeah.
When we were here,
yeah. We were outside. Yeah. We'd come in, we could have had a photo with him, and then mugged him off.
Which is what
we were doing last week.
How do you know that?
Because we had some other mates in the pub, and they were with Sam at the bar.
Always see a lot.
Carlos Tevez used to walk around all the time when he was at West Ham. So they put him up.
Was that a wind up?
No. The West Ham, when players sign, they put him up in hotels on the Docklands, which is not far. So yeah, Tevez used to just be walking around the shopping centre on his own.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you know, mate. No change there.
I saw a couple around a week as well.
Hang on. If we're talking
on that as well,
if we're talking names, I was like, can I tell the story?
Go on.
So we're sitting at our desks at Mirror Towers yesterday, and a guy walks past, and the guy's a bit aggy. Like, he works on one of the websites, and he's always sort of talking down, not talking down to people.
What's his first name?
Really abrupt.
What's his first name?
It's not unlike yours.
Yeah, it's quite similar to yours.
Right.
As he walked past me, he was being very polite, and I thought, who's he talking to? He's been so polite to. I looked up, and I thought, that's Ian Taylor, Villa legend. And I went, and then Jay turned around and went, oh my God, this is Ian Taylor!
I didn't do that. I was just like, I was confused.
No, you pretty much did. I've never seen you look like that. And he just turned around and he went, shut the fuck up. And he turned around. And this time a guy walked away. And
then he went, 15-year-old schoolgirl at a Jay Les
There was another guy with him, and I thought it might be Keith Curl. I don't know why, I just thought, that's Keith Curl. It was just some guy. But yeah, Ian Taylor was in the office promoting headphones as well. So, and apparently they're pretty good headphones, apparently. So.
Not Beats by Dre.
Beats by Taylor. No.
Jay tweeted him.
I said, couldn't believe I missed you in our office. Got to shake a hand of a little. Missed the opportunity to shake a hand of a little.
Villa Reserves legend.
No, well,
Villa
Legends.
All right, legends.
Did he tweet you back?
He tweeted back. He said, next time, pal. So hopefully there's a next time.
I follow him on Twitter. He does quite a lot of media stuff, radio stuff. He's getting into that game. But yeah, apparently his headphones good. So go and buy some headphones. There you go.
Buy Taylor's headphones.
Yeah, little plug.
Cross endorsement.
There we go. All right, so back to West Ham. I don't know how we got from West Ham to headphones, but there we go.
No, done well there.
So, which two teams do you think are going to go up? Do you reckon it'll be
Southampton?
You can't see them faltering at all?
Not currently. No.
Brighton are going to win every game.
Yeah?
And finish top. I said it. That was my prediction. That was my prediction at the beginning of the season.
What, you said they finished top?
Yeah.
Oh. You are stupid, don't you?
I know.
Mind you, I wouldn't really have pitched. I wouldn't have pitched them 20 first. All right, so then the next question. So, I agree. I don't think either will falter. Southampton have had obviously they lost the other week, I think they'll get back. Not being funny, right? If Ricky Lambert's not playing, they lose. Ricky Lambert wasn't playing a game, and they've lost the game. As long as they get him back. Sorry, I had to stop there. Dan just spat into his own drink.
I've put my ice cube back in.
Horrible. Look, they've even called bar staff over.
She has got one dodgy bar, hasn't she?
It's a bit strange, yeah.
It's European.
It's European. Is that what would give the license for everything? It looked a bit dodgy. No, it's European.
It's not, she's got like curtains. When I was like 14, I had curtains like that.
Yeah, I did as well.
Alright, playoffs then. I think if West Ham will make the playoffs, I think they might even finish fourth, but I think they'll win the playoffs.
Yeah.
This is the other debate I had with my mate in the van.
What did he say?
He said even if they get the playoffs, they won't make it. He said the way
they've
been playing
at home will be just too much.
Well, potentially they might not have to play at home. Is that right?
No, you play at home.
You really don't know much about Lowland.
No.
They might not have to play at home.
They do.
Oh, yeah, those two led playoff semi-finals.
Yeah, Wembley semi-finals, that's what he's thinking.
Yeah, I got that all wrong. No, that's me. All right, that's Spurs, sorry.
But yeah, that'd be quite interesting if they did get there. Go on.
No. Just, all right, sorry, just touching on it very quickly. Reminded me, I am so chuffed that they've stitched up Chelsea the way they have.
And oh, yes.
Twice they've tried to get it changed, and the FA have just gone,
And no, I think it's quite right.
If I was a Chelsea fan, I'd be absolutely fuming. I'd be livid if I was a Chelsea fan. As a Spurs fan, I am so chuffed. Not only chuffed, I'd find it hilarious.
To be fair, if you were a Chelsea fan, you'd be in the Champions League semi-final by tomorrow morning, I think.
Well, about to be humped and humiliated and by Barcelona.
And you'd have a better squad than you have got at the moment. And you'd be...
Disagree. Yeah, you're wrong on that account. No, all you've got...
Squad, not starting 11.
No, squad. No, squad. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. I'll give you semi-final Champions League. That is all I'll give you.
I think Chelsea will finish above Spurs this season.
That is an awful shout.
Have a bet on it. What's the points difference at the moment?
I don't know. It's
5.
Come on.
How many? How much?
5.
Oh, done.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the points difference between the two teams. So if Chelsea finish 2 points above Spurs, I'll get £2. Yeah?
No, I don't like that.
Why not?
Because I'd definitely much rather get a guaranteed 5.
Alright, there we go. Podcast bet is on. Terry Venables.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Everyone seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've put 2 letters there.
No. What do you mean?
No way. What?
Hang on, can we explain the story to people that might not know?
What do you mean? No.
Terry Venables is back in football.
Yes, he is.
But it's all a big PR stunt. He's not actually back in football. Yeah. He's the technical advisor for Wembley FC.
Yeah.
But Budweiser have done it. So he's not actually back in football at all. Although he was on the bench.
I'm surprised he didn't charge him £25,000 for an interview like he did for Palace.
What?
Job interview. He charges £25,000 to turn up to his own job interview.
You paid him?
We paid him. Well, then you're... Then, I know.
Yeah.
Who's the fool there?
Oh, okay, so you've really let yourself down there. Well, that's one of those ones where you just keep that stone.
Yeah. To be fair, at the time, I'm sure Palace had loads of money at the time. Flying around, so...
Yeah, I think 6 months later, we were in administration.
All because of Terry Venables and his job interview.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. He also paid £1 million for a player who was out of contract. We'll brush over these things.
Who did he do that to?
It was some Argentinian player who didn't actually have a club, and no one knows where that money went.
What was the Argentinian
actually, everyone
player?
Knows where that money went. Terry Venables. Fuck it.
Allegedly. What was the player?
We established earlier he is a listener.
Juan Pablo
Escobar. I think his name was
Venables.
I think his name was Walter Del Rio, and he's made about like 5 or 6.
That sounds like such a made up name.
Yeah.
Oh, Walter.
Red Hat, Harry, give me a made up name. Cheers, Harry. Speeching a bit.
Yeah, I've got to sign this, man.
All right, fair enough. So yeah, he's technical director, but it's a Budweiser publicity stunt sort of thing. So he's not actually back in football. So you were saying you don't want Venables back in football?
Not really. No.
It's the best England coach we've ever had in our lifetime.
Oh, hang really? On. Hang on.
I was saying it was terrible last week.
Yes. Yeah.
No, he wasn't a bad manager.
Yeah, he did okay.
He did alright, yeah.
It's lovable tell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lovable great. Yeah,
like, one of us sort of thing.
If he's not singing, then I'm happy. So I've got... Chris Kamara has brought out... Has anyone heard the Chris Kamara song?
No, he hasn't.
Chris Kamara has brought out an England song, and it's got a lot of unbelievables in it, and it's to be fair, it's for Marie Curie. And all the proceeds go to that, so I'm not going to mug it off, but it's terrible.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant.
Buy it because of what it's for, but the song...
Don't listen to it. You don't have to listen to it.
Chris Kamara was on Sky Sports News and Talk Sport yesterday. I bizarrely was listening to both of us, not at the same time. That would be like weird. I listened to them both, and he sounds like he genuinely believes it's a good song.
Oh, bless him.
When you're promoting a single, everyone believes it's a good
song. The TalkSport interview that I heard, he was torn between promoting his single and name dropping Kranz Sadov, because he just had a conversation with Kranz Sadov. So they were like, so when's the single out? He went, yeah, it's out. I just spoke to Kranz Sadov. Oh, brilliant. Okay. Brilliant.
And again, bless him. How many times do you reckon someone's on Chris Kamara and the other one's gone, bless him?
He's a great human being.
I like
my Kamara updates on the podcast.
His Twitter feed as well. He doesn't know. It must have been at the San Siro, Nou Camp last night.
He was, that you saw Sadov in the AC Milan team hotel before.
And he tweeted a picture, just popped for a cuppa, but they wouldn't let me touch him. And his cuppa, as in C-U-P-P-A, and tweeted a picture of the of the trophy cabinet of Barcelona. Just pop for a cuppa, wouldn't let me have one. Oh, are you sure?
Right, fellas, quick sweep up before a listener question. Your one pick of the weekend fixtures. There is a lot of games at the weekend. Most league clubs are playing twice. I'll kick off with mine. It's an easy one. Saturday at 1 p.m. Southampton at home to Portsmouth.
Ooh.
Top of the league, bit bottom of the league, but I think it might be closer than you might imagine.
If they get a result.
I'd love it if they did. I would really love it. Really love it if they did.
It seems today they need 8 million.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Sean, we'll go to you next, mate.
I actually didn't look at this question, so I'm just going to say the only fixture I know, which is Palace home to Southampton.
Palace are home to Southampton.
Oh, that's a big one still, which is not on Saturday.
When's that? Monday.
Easter Monday.
Most league clubs don't. Football League. One below the Premier League is the Football League pyramid starts.
Right.
Most league clubs are playing either Friday and Saturday and then Monday.
Yeah.
Jake?
I've gone for a Premiership team.
Man City?
Yeah. Man City, yeah.
Not a bad shout.
It's going to be a massive game
for both.
It's at Arsenal,
It's a huge game.
Massive, massive game for both teams. If Man City don't pick up 3 points, I think it's over, to be fair.
And who are, Man United are playing QPR at home. Stuart's friends were going to little Stuart Hoare update for you. Daniel, like this.
Thank you.
We went to the game on Saturday, and at 5 p.m. a couple of his mates are going to the Man United game, and Stu had their tickets. Stu's not going, he's in France, he's in Paris. And he says, "Oh Stu, can we grab the tickets out of your car?" He went, "Oh, don't worry, I'll give them to you in the week." And then he drove that same car to Paris on Sunday.
No.
So he's now in Paris with about 6 Man United tickets for Old Trafford on Saturday. So I don't know whether he's sent them from France.
He's useless. He's never sent them from France.
UPS them or something, or they might have to get duplicate tickets, but absolutely bastards. So yeah, that Man City need a result there. Man United will probably win that game. So who have Spurs got, do you know?
Away to Sunderland.
Okay.
Tough fixture.
Really tough.
I still fancy it. I still fancy Spurs to do a job the way they're really smart.
To be honest,
to
I can see
again.
You getting a draw there and Arsenal winning against City.
I think that's the way that'll go. That wouldn't be the end of the world for Spurs.
No.
That wouldn't be the end of the world because we're level on points. That wouldn't be the end of the world. But as long as. If we lose and they win, it'll be a big blow. But.
Friend said that Arsenal got a tougher running than
we haven't got any friends.
We've got a nicer running.
Yeah.
A friend told me.
Right.
Google's his friend.
His friend Matt.
Fellas, someone from Facebook, Tim Bevan. Big shout out to Tim. Came up with this. Do you think, as a United fan, I'm still justified to feel negatively towards Wayne Rooney for how he dealt with his contract renewal and wage demands last season? I still have a nagging hatred because of that moment. If you're a United fan, and
it's a real shame Coxon's right.
It is a shame Coxon's right. But I think Coxon would agree with Tim.
I think he was the way he treated the club.
But it's easy to forget. He's got what, 28 goals this season.
Yeah.
It's very easy to forget.
Yeah. And the same people when they're
same
good
thing with Tevez. If Tevez scores the winner at the Emirates on Sunday or whatever that game is, they're going to be going jumping up and down.
They're
going
to love him, aren't
they? That's the thing.
But that's the thing.
You don't forget. I don't think you forget though.
Fickle.
They're fickle, but I don't think you forget.
Yeah.
I don't think you forget at all. If Rooney now left
I'm
the club,
I'm trying to think of a circumstance like from my own club, but I can't per se right off the top of my head. But I suppose it's,
I think the difference, the only difference you've seen in United fans is when Rooney leaves. Say Rooney got even better than he is now and did go to Real Madrid like Ronaldo did. A little bit different for Ronaldo because obviously he's Portuguese and it's that culture. But if Ronaldo came back to United, I don't think he'd get booed.
No, because he
handed himself quite well. There was a couple of summers where he didn't go, and then when Ferguson thought it was right, he let him go because the price was right. If Rooney had gone when he gone and come back, he'd have got booed because of the way he managed it.
Definitely. And he would have deserved it as well.
He would have only gone to City, wouldn't he? That's the only place he would have gone to.
Do you think he actually wanted to leave, or do you think he was just trying to get himself a better contract?
I think his agent probably wanted some more money, so he decided to do that.
That's the other thing as well. You don't know. You can only see it as called it as you see it,
yeah.
And it looks like
as it's reported.
And I know he's come out and said he didn't want to leave and blah blah blah. But then he's still letting representation of him go into.
It's really hard with these. I mean, so I reckon. So we all kind of agree with him that
he's still justified.
Yeah, he's still justified to have that feeling.
But that's it. The problem is
even if he single-handedly won the league for United, if he scored 60, 70 goals, you've still justified.
He's still have a slight needle with
him. Completely mugged off the club, and it's a massive club.
But
if a Gillingham player came out and said, right, I want to earn more money, then it's completely different. It's League Two, he could get more money playing for most teams, do you know what I mean? It's completely different. But Rooney is living half an hour from where he was brought up. He's earning a stupid amount of money, playing for probably the biggest club and the most grand club in the country.
Yeah.
And to still then to be considering selling it all out and going to the right, it doesn't really matter where he was going. Could have been Real Madrid, Paris Saint-Germain.
Again, though, we don't know. Actually, you don't know the ins and outs of it. Like, did he have a massive fallout with Ferguson? Did he have it? Like, was there? We don't. All we know is the headlines. You don't know the ins and outs. And I think it's really hard to. But like you said, all we can go on is what is reported and what we know. But
the only thing I would say is, as a United fan, if Ferguson's forgiven him, then I'll go along with Fergie.
Yeah.
But do you think Fergie's could, like, that will still be in the back of Fergie's
mind?
If Rooney started next season,
depending on what exactly happened.
Yeah. If Rooney started the next season and was in woeful form, I think Fergie wouldn't give him much. He'd give him a short shift. He'd be like, do one. But right, there we go. Any other news?
I have a bit of Adriano news.
Okay.
We all love a bit of Adriano news. He was sacked by Corinthians a few weeks back for missing training 67 times.
hold on. From when was this?
This was from when he started, when he joined Corinthians. I don't know how long he was there for. I think it was about a year.
That's outstanding. Wow.
67 times he was training. He's just joined Flamengo on trial, where Ronaldinho is captain. His first act was to lead the whole team on a big night out.
Oh.
And Ronaldinho had to miss training the next day because of a mystery stomach illness.
Brilliant.
Hangover.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Mario Balotelli news.
Yes.
Oh, go on.
Well, it's nothing that exciting. It's basically, if you saw all the fallout after the 3-0 at Sunderland.
Yeah.
No, he had the Barney with Yaya Toure on the pitch, and now De Jong has come out and basically said that he's wonderful, but he's a complete arsehole as well. But I think this is after the game. My favourite bit was the Mancini quotes, which was he said, Mario played like a set about him before the game. Mancini said, he can do nothing like he did today for 70 minutes and then score two goals. I don't like it when he plays like this. Mario has everything to do his job well, but he doesn't understand very well his situation. In a game like this, a striker should be the difference, not in the last 2 or 3 minutes, but before. Bearing in mind, they were 3-1 down and he scored two goals to get a point, which is ridiculous. Anyway, Mario and Dzeko should have scored 2 or 3 goals in a game like this. When asked if he considered substituting Balotelli, Man City said, we only had Carlos on the bench. I thought about this after 5 minutes. Absolutely slated him. Wow. Absolutely slated him. But yeah. And sorry, one other little, very quick bit of news. It's actually not football related, right? But, no, but you'll appreciate this. And it's a real shame that this didn't come out about 4 or 5 months ago when we were in a certain other pub. But I had to read this today because it's absolutely outstanding. American Brett Patton is a proud man after sealing his place at the World Invitational Moose Calling Championships in Maine, USA.
Yes.
Competitors were judged on their ability to simulate cow calls, bull calls, and perform in a way that would draw in a moose. So basically, how to entice, sexually attract mooses.
Yeah, you
it's a real shame.
No,
not at all. It's a real shame we weren't in the moose bar when this came out. But in a tribute to the moose bar, I thought I had to give that.
It's good work. We're fine with that. Dan, we'll move on to the Melbourne Heart update. Also, Shane Smeltz and Eli Babelge.
Yes.
Are you going to do the treatment?
Got nothing on Eli Babelge. I forgot about it last minute.
Really bad.
I know.
Really bad.
Really sorry. But like, do you know what? It's all a bit depressing. And I got really upset. But anyway, Shane Smeltz.
He scored, didn't he? I know. He's scored twice.
Am I doing the actual Melbourne Heart update right now?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, do you know what? I was going to wear a black armband today.
Yeah.
I couldn't find one. I then tried to find sellotape and cover it in black.
If you
couldn't find
Roy Hodgson's always got a spare black.
Yeah, you're right.
You're doing it, buddies.
Unfortunately, it's that sad news. Sad news.
Did he score twice, Shane Smiles?
He didn't score twice. Oh. He scored three times.
Oh, God, no.
A second half hat trick from Shane Smiles.
So next week, can you give us a Shane Smiles? Let's now support Shane Smiles.
I've got the background info in that he was playing in England, Mansfield Town, AFC Wimbledon, and Halifax Town between 2005 and 2007. I can't speak any quicker. My tongue's going to fall out of my mouth.
No, we can calm down. We'll have a lovely Shane Smiles and Eli Babalge update next week.
But I don't really want to talk about it next week.
Sean's leaving.
Yeah,
I don't really want to talk about it next week because Melbourne Heart are out. They're out of the Championship. It's done. It's over. The season's finished.
What was the
score? Devastated. It was 3-0. It was 0-0 at half time. 3-0. Shane Smiles hat trick.
He's done a job. At least we called it last week. We were talking about Shane Smiles big time, weren't we? Saying because he was in the team of the year as well, wasn't he? But
absolutely, mate. And unfortunately, the Heart didn't really turn up. Apparently, I said that was the most upsetting thing. Is that the Heart just didn't, the way they've been playing this season, everything they've done, they just didn't quite. It didn't turn up, and unfortunately, got punished. So it's been an emotional rollercoaster.
It was very emotional, yeah.
It's been a ride.
I think we'll send a tweet out to Melbourne Heart just thanking them for the season.
I think we should. It's been an absolutely wonderful season.
And when they look back on that, it's not a bad season for them.
I think what we might do next week then, I'll have a little summary of the Melbourne Heart season in
total.
That'd
be nice, yeah. High point and low points.
Yeah, a few highlights and low points of the Melbourne Heart season because it has been a rollercoaster ride, and I can't. Bloody good shout from was it you, Stapes?
Not sure. Right. Tell me.
Whoever it was that picked Melbourne Heart as a team. Might have been you or might have been Sy.
I think it was the guys at FFDU. I think they contacted us and said you should support these guys. So
but, you know, it's been great fun keeping up with them this season, and I'll give a little update next week on a little review of the season next week.
Alright, cool. We're gonna get on, we're off to go skiing in Andorra.
Are
you not coming?
No.
Oh, you bastards. You can email us banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/thefootballpodcast. Complaints, Jerome?
Simon Head.
Simon Head.
I need to complain because I can't get a login. So that is true.
Follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast, and we've got @theboysilver. @JeromeMundell. @MillerDonna, but Sean's left, so don't follow
him.
@JimStaples, and as I said, we are @footballpodcast, and also most importantly, get on the website www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Load of blogs up there. As always, the show will be available from Thursdays, so if you listen to this now, come back next Thursday. Be a lovely new show there for you with a Shane Smiles update.
Absolutely.
That's it. Also, before we go, you may have seen that I have got the 1990 World Cup
Contenders.
VHS, starring Jimmy Greaves and Brian Moore. It's a VHS, ladies and gentlemen. That is going up on Twitter this afternoon. It's going to be a football podcast quiz.
Brilliant.
Trivia quiz.
Brilliant.
And I will send the winner this VHS.
You're going to genuinely send it. It'll be an absolute touch if I win it, because all you got to do is pop it downstairs.
Yeah, I am genuinely going to send it to one person. Just look at it.
I mean, it's beautiful.
It looks beautiful. It's like antique.
We'll take a photo in a minute for the show. Basically, this is Jimmy Greaves picks out who's going to be the stars of the World Cup. One of them is Paul Merson. And apparently, when he says it, Brian Moore nearly chins him. And Brian Moore wasn't a violent man. But anyway, that is to come, so look out for that as well.
I'm excited about that.
Anything else? Anyone?
That's it.
Just a nice goodbye, Jerome.
Bye, everyone.